Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You could go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this hump day Wednesday. Can you believe we're already at the middle of the week? Today is Wednesday, April the 17th, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. And as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. So if you're traveling in, please slow down. Most importantly, stay engaged and make sure that you're paying attention. And you know, yesterday as we were traveling about after school was over, and we were traveling through those school zones, and those are times where we're not on the air to remind you, but we have to really stay engaged. One school had kids, I mean little kids, walking home from school unattended, and I am so grateful for our crossing guards that make sure that our kids get across the streets safely. I mean in busy, busy traffic areas. And so as you're traveling in this morning, please be mindful. I know we are all in a hurry. We're all wanting to multitask. But there are actually kids that are walking to school, kids that are standing at bus stops, and generally they're just not paying attention. And so this morning and every morning, we remind you to watch out for those kids. Slow down. Help our resource officers and our crossing guards to help our kids get into school safely. And if you're traveling behind a school bus, just know you're not going to get there quicker because the bus is stopping. So stay engaged, stay safe. And also, we want to remind you that if you want to reach out to the OPT Network, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. A lot of people are hitting us on our website. There is an entry form on our website where you can go in and send us a message. Just simply go to the website, once again, www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, tell you what, as we were getting started this morning and yesterday morning as well, when I walked out of the house, I said, I think that is it for the heat. I mean, for the cold. When we walked outside, humidity. It is already starting to get humid outside, so the weather's changing. And we want you to be really, really mindful. People are just switching over their attire. People are starting to wear shorts already. And I think that the heat is coming. Spring and summer are definitely on the way. It's 7:39. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 744. Today is Hump Day Wednesday. It's April the 17th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Daryl's Auto Service. They're trusted for more than 35 years of taking care of this community and surrounding areas. And I know that they have taken care of our vehicles. They are taking care of so many vehicles. So if you are looking for a trusted repair service, auto repair service place, Daryl's Auto Service is where you need to start. The number to phone, 318-443-5741. Also, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton, keeping so many of us together with our hair care needs, especially as they are changing. You know, as the seasons change, so do our hair needs change. So for an appointment or consultation, the number to phone, 318-442-7204. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana. They're building the community that we serve for more than 60 years and really reaching out to make sure that the community feels a part of what they're doing. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, go to their website. It's www.hicksonhasit.com. And we are continuing to tell you about Amerigroup Real Solutions. Medicaid and LaChip are changing. And a lot of people got caught up in the change because they really didn't read the information. And so we want to make sure that you and your children are on point with the right group. And that's Amerigroup Real Solutions in healthcare. And they are working diligently to make sure that you get the right specialist, that you get all of the healthcare needs that you and your family are expecting. And this is how you can do it. It's open enrollment. All you've got to do is pick up your phone and dial 1-855-229-6848 and say, I want to enroll with Amerigroup Real Solutions. Here's the number again, 1-855-229-6848. And why this is so important is that after next month, open enrollment will close, and whatever group you're with, that's the group that you'll have to remain with until the next year's open enrollment. And what I love about Amerigroup Real Solutions is that they are really taken by a lot of the doctors. A lot of the doctors are using Amerigroup Real Solutions. So it's something that you can't go wrong with. Again, that number, 1-855-229-6848. Or you can go to their website at www.myamerigroup.com/LA. But make sure you're on point. Make sure your kids are on point, especially as the summer's coming up. Kids are going to be in all sorts of activities. This is the time where accidents unfortunately happen when kids are about to be out of school, and you want to make sure you're with the right group. And that's Amerigroup Real Solutions. Switching the subject just a little bit, I don't know about you, but sometimes when the week starts off, it takes us a little bit of time to get into the groove of the week. And a lot of people are still dealing with the stress of last week, the stress of this week. And there was a really, really great article in the Huffington Post that talked about de-stressing, and de-stressing right at your job. And it says, to deal with stress, the experts recommend a few simple breathing tricks to perform at your desk. And you know, I talk about sometimes in the mornings, especially when you've got kids and you've got everything going on in the morning, that in itself will provide a stressor. Trying to make sure that your kids have everything that they need for the day, trying to make sure that you have everything that you need for the day, especially if you're like us and you travel almost 30 miles into your work and school place. And so guess what? If you have forgotten it, then you're wrapped. It's done. And so there is so much stress in the morning for many of us, trying to get in, trying to make sure everything is on point. Well, this is what the experts say, that we should make a daily habit of repeating each day. And the first thing they say is a moment of pause, taking 1 or 2 minutes to sit quietly, to focus, and to breathe. It helps to make you feel in a more calming state. And I do this, I have to do it every day, I find, especially in the mornings. Sometimes I just have to shut down and I have to just stop. And I know my family says, what in the world? But they've gotten accustomed to it. And I just stop and I close my eyes and I just take a few deep breaths. Fill your lungs with air and breathe out. And what they say is it helps the nervous system and it helps to drive away that anxiety. Sometimes you just feel nervous in the morning and you don't even realize. And they say that this is a great way to just take some time out, especially if you're at your desk and you're getting in and you're saying, phew, I finally made it. Just stop for a few moments and just pause. And what I try to do every single morning, especially after things have just, maybe you didn't get there as soon as you wanted to get there, maybe you didn't drop the kids off at the time you wanted, I stop and just try to clear my mind. And that means all the chatter, all the negative self-talk, all of the things that are vying for my attention, I just stop. And I just breathe in and breathe out. And then I just say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And what DC and I have been talking about a lot is that many of us with our jobs, I think the reason why we're so stressed is because we feel that it's something that we have to do. And then we begin to take control over a situation. And then when you start to take control, you really sort of push that higher, greater power out. You kind of move God out, if that is your higher power. You move God out, and then you try to take control. And then that's where stress, that's where it begins to just start birthing in you. And then before you know it, you have a week, a day that is just filled with stress. And so DC said something so powerful to me, and he said, it is not until you totally release and understand that it's nothing that you are doing, that you are not the one doing it, but the great one that lives in you is the one that makes those things happen. See, sometimes we get so caught up in self that we believe that we're the people that have to make it happen. We have to make the big deal. We have to sign the big contract. We have to do the big production at work, whatever it is. You start thinking that you have to do it. And then what you do is you start to push others out because you think no one can do it quite like you. And I think we're all guilty of that to some degree. And it takes identifying that before you can really de-stress and just let it go and just trust that whatever visions that you have been given to accomplish, that as long as you just continue to walk in that, the miracle will happen. But when you start trying to control it, then that's when all chaos starts. And then the next thing that the experts say is just smile. Yes, who would have known that this one simple thing, to smile, close your eyes, they say, exhale and smile. He says, do that several times until you feel that smile is going through your body. And he says that this gives you a calming effect. You're not smiling at anyone. You're just smiling. You're just giving yourself a sense of peace, a sense of I'm okay. And so what you're doing is you're allowing all of the negativity, everything to just go away, and you're doing it with a self-smile. And so what you do, he says, is when you're breathing in and breathing out, you simply smile. And so the next thing he says is change the air. He says, get up and physically change locations when you're feeling overwhelmed with mounting emails or deadlines. He says 5 minutes of just walking around will help. And so these are just three simple tips that you can use every day when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel it's Wednesday, but I need some help making it over the hump. You know what? Don't question it. Just do it and feel better. It's Hump Day Wednesday. It's 7:54 and you're on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading Central Louisiana in sleep comfort. More than 20 years of experience. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. And here's the number you can phone. It's 318-443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, it's 8 o'clock. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, and it's April 17th. And what we're talking about this morning, many of you may or may not know, is that April is National Autism Awareness Month. And the numbers are staggering. We've talked about it many, many times. One in 50 boys have been diagnosed with autism. The CDC's National Center for Health and Statistics conducted the survey between February 2011 and June 2012. And when the topic of autism was raised, the family members were asked some very poignant questions. And so this is some of the ways that they came up with these numbers. This morning, we are joined by Dwayne Ballon. Let me introduce you to him. He has written a book about his son, Julian. Dwayne Ballon is an award-winning television journalist with more than 20 years of television industry experience. His broadcast resume includes CBS Sports, the ESPN Networks, the Golf Channel, and so much more. And he has written this incredibly wonderful book, Journey with Julian. And it is a book about his son, his autistic son. Dwayne, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you and your audience.
Absolutely. And so, first of all, I said to you at the beginning, at the top of the show before we came on, that most of the time when we talk about autism and parenting, we always talk about it from the mother's perspective. And so when this book came across our desk, it was very interesting that you as the father had written the book. Talk about why you made the decision, Dwayne, to write this book.
Well, I had I do some speaking, and throughout my speaking engagements, I became much more aware of the fact that, unfortunately, a considerable number of fathers in the autism community are disengaged and are not addressing the issue head on. And there is a problem with divorce rates, actually, in the autism community. And I found and I realized that a number of men simply weren't dealing with it or chose not to deal with the fact that their child had autism. And so I started thinking about it as I spoke more, and my relationship with Julian and our closeness, and I thought, well, if there's something that we can share from what we've been through that will help others and maybe help some others see that you can get through it if you're unified and you work together, that was really the impetus for me to write the book.
And so you're right on point. Every mother that we have spoken to, including Holly Robinson Pete, has talked about the challenges that men have, especially with their sons being autistic. How did you overcome those particular challenges yourself?
Well, it took a while. Like most men, I have preconceived ideas of what a man should be. And as Julian is our oldest son, we have one other son who's neurotypical. But Julian, as my oldest son, I had ideas of I was going to raise this powerful young man who was going to change the world. And I had very traditional views about that. So for me, it was difficult once we got the diagnosis officially and he was age 4 when it happened. And it took me a while. But frankly, I have to give so much credit to my amazing wife, Martina, who just constantly reminded me that, you know, you really have to look at this from a different perspective. And it all came to a head one day when I was determined to discipline him for repetitive behavior that he was showcasing that's actually very common for someone with autism. But I wanted it to stop. And so finally, you know, at the end of the day, she just dropped a bunch of materials in my lap, magazines, information articles, and said, look, he is not doing this to upset you. You have to understand what we are dealing with and where he is. So once I came to the point of realizing that, and I did, and I realized it wasn't about me, it was about him and what he needed, that's when I came to terms with it, and then a whole new world opened up for me.
Wow. And so you talk about getting the diagnosis when Julian was four. Before you got the diagnosis, were there some, and you talk about in the book, Martina kind of knew, your wife kind of knew that there was something wrong. Was that hard to deal with?
Well, it was, because, again, it was like my oldest, my son, this boy that I had all these ideas for, and it was very difficult for me, because the first thing you do, we as selfish creatures, I started thinking about, okay, what does this say about me? What did I do mm-hmm. that my son's not doing certain things? Because Julian, at that age, was not on level with his peers. He was behind them in speech and in a number of other areas, in social behavior. He was well behind them. So this, you know, this is like age 2 and 3, you see other children doing things, and he wasn't doing it. And then he was, again, evincing all these characteristics, the repetitive behavior and stimulation that people with autism undergo, that just, to me, just, you know, I just thought, okay, something's not right here. What does this say about me? And, I'm not sure I'm on board for this. And, you know, so it was very difficult for me at first when I realized that my son was different than the majority.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wondered as I was reading the book, do you get mad with God, just honestly? Do you say, God, why my kid?
You know, that happened probably early on, to be perfectly honest. It did happen early on because, again, you think, you know, what did we do that was so wrong
mm-hmm.
that we are now faced with this and we have this burden to bear? And then you realize, well, that's the wrong phrasing and that's the wrong attitude. We have a gift in Julian.
Mm-hmm.
He is a gift. And we have to look at the gifts that he has to show us his path in life. And so the transformation comes when you realize, well, you stop, you dispense with the anger, and you realize, well, this is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We are fortunate. Julian's going to show me, and he has shown me things. I know more about Disney animated movies and animals than I ever thought I would know.
Mm-hmm.
And they both are very interesting. He's opened up a whole world of wonder. So he makes me laugh. He makes me cry. He makes my heart ache. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade him. He's the Julian we know, as my younger son says. That's the Julian we know.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you get past all that, Carlette.
Mm-hmm. And so the process of getting past, and the reason why I really, really want to have a really frank and open discussion about it is because I have spoken to way too many women who their husbands could not deal with the fact that they had autistic children and have mm-hmm. left the marriage. And so I think if men can be open and honest about how to get past it and how to love your child right where he is, maybe we won't see the divorce rate so substantially high in, you know, in couples that have children that have not just autism but disabilities.
Yes, I think the number I heard, I was on a program last week with a gentleman from the Autism Society, and the number he mentioned was a divorce rate of between 70% and 80%,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, even above the national
mm-hmm.
norm. And I think for men, for us, it is so hard because we have these ideas, we really do, of what a man is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as men, we want to fix things. If something is wrong, we want to fix it. So if my son is doing this, well, I'm just going to correct it. You know, I'm going to discipline him a certain way, and he's going to grow out of it. He's going to stop, and he's going to understand that that is not acceptable. But that's not what this is. And so what we have to do as men, we have to recognize that child, your child, is not doing anything to get under your skin, so to speak, or to make your life more difficult. It's the only way that child knows how to be. You have to come to terms with that, and you have to figure out ways to access that child's universe to open the lines of communication, however, whatever mode they may take, and so you can further the child's life. But as a man, you've got to recognize it is not about you, and it doesn't denigrate your maleness because your son is not going to grow up to be a great business leader like Ken Chenault, or be President Obama, or be a great sportsman. I mean, that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about your relationship and nurturing that child. Because here's the thing that men must realize. That child needs you. Whether that child can ever actually communicate that to you or not, that child needs you and wants you. But it may not conventionally be able to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to understand, it's not about you. It really isn't. It's about your role as a nurturer and supporting your partner, your wife, in the development of this child.
You know what I found throughout the book is I didn't sense a lot of anger on your part. And I'm wondering if, you know, throughout, you know, the book, Journey with Julian, if you will be able to open a dialogue, a discussion with men where you can pour out and they can pour out and just be open and honest about the way that they really feel.
I'm hopeful that that's something we can do. I was at a book signing just 2 weeks ago, the day the book came out, two Tuesdays ago. And a couple came up to me, and the man was on one side of the room at the time. His wife came over to me, and she said something to me on the side. She said, "My husband is ready to leave." And she was very serious. She was tearing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a small son who's just been diagnosed, and he couldn't deal with it. And he came over and talked to me later, and I could tell he was a little standoffish. He didn't really want to engage me. And I said, "Hey, you know, look, I've been through it. It's going to be okay." So we just started talking about something. We started talking about sports, and then we got into it about his son. And I could tell it unnerved him that the truth is, he didn't know what to do. And for a man, that's hard. I don't know what to do. There is nothing in my playbook that tells me what to do here. So what I shared with him was, I said, "Look, you're not going through this alone. You're not the first person to do it. I can tell you a little bit about me. You know, you read the book. I hope you'll take something from that. But, you know, you'll get through it. But what you've got to do, first of all, is suspend your expectations and suspend your fear."
Wow.
Don't look at it with a – you've got to suspend that. You've got to go into this completely open and with love, knowing that you and the child are going on a journey. Both of you are going on a journey.
Wow.
And you just have to recognize that.
Hey, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're joined by Dwayne Ballen. The book is called Journey with Julian. It's all about autism and families. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We hope that you're off to a great start. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. It doesn't matter what channels you're looking for, sports channels, whatever channels they are. They've got HD plus so much more. And all you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. That's for all of your home, auto, or life insurance needs. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're back with Duane Ballin. The book is called Journey with Julian, and we're talking about autism, and we're talking about the journey, and the changes, the ebbs and flows of having an autistic child bring in your life. And during the break, Duane and I were having an incredibly warm and wonderful conversation. And I said to Duane, like many parents, after you have Julian and he's autistic and you go through the challenges of understanding what that means and what that not only means at that moment but for the future, is it hard to yet go back and try and have another child?
You think about it. You think long and hard about it. And when we did decide to have another child, that was paramount in the mind of my wife, Martina, and myself, wondering, you know, is he going to have autism? Because medically, scientifically, it is very much a real possibility. It's a term for it. I think it's repetitive gene. I can't remember the last part of it, but it is a medical fact, mm-hmm. that is a higher rate. If you have one child with autism, there is a higher likability of the next child having autism. Well, I remember the day when we found out we were pregnant. We were excited, and then you know, we were on pins and needles, and then once Jared was born and we realized his name is Jared, he is neurotypical. And so,
which means, you know, that he's not autistic.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's what we refer to as people with don't have autism or any other developmental disability there. You and I would be referred to as people who are neurotypical. Although Jared, who is 17, if you know anything about 17-year-old boys, I wonder about that. but yes, Carla, it was something that we were concerned with greatly. But Jared is fine. And so he's the younger brother, and his older brother has autism, and it's all Jared has known his entire life is his big brother has autism.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of challenges did that bring for Jared? Because obviously Julian needed a lot of special attention and a lot of care that Jared didn't need.
Yeah, well, it's hard. It was hard, and it continues to be a challenge. He recognizes his brother's autism and what it means, and it requires certain things. But for him, especially when he was younger, it was, frankly, he was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a smaller child, when he was, say, 8 or 9, and Julian, who's almost 2 years older, you know, when they were kids were playing in the neighborhood, they're playing in our yard, and Julian was always off to the side by himself. He didn't engage the other kids. He would parallel play. He used to pace back and forth and flap his hands and make these interesting noises and just go back and forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids would ask Jared, you know, what is wrong with your brother? And as a small boy, it was, you know, frankly, it was embarrassing for him. He was angry with his brother. We had not a few conversations about it. I talked to him and explained to him. I asked him, did he really think that his brother, you know, had decided just to be like that, to be different, to draw attention to himself like that? And so we had ongoing dialogue about that. And so for Jared, it's been an evolving process. He loves his brother greatly. He's figured out, you know, how to access his brother's universe so he can engage with him sometimes. They never had the traditional brothers outside playing basketball, throwing a baseball, things of that nature. But he has been able to get Julian to engage with certain things. Anecdotally, one thing he did, Jared was out shooting baskets one day. Throwing a football.
Mm-hmm.
And he convinced Julian to throw the football with him, because it would be like if Scar and King Mufasa from The Lion King,
uh-huh,
were brothers, were end up throwing a football together. So he convinced, so Julian, they were Scar and King Mufasa throwing a football together. And so he's done things like that. And it's been, you know, again, a challenge, but they are very close. They love each other. He's the only brother, you know, that Jared has ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared has come, he's coming to terms with it. He'll get upset, and, you know, but we talk about it. The key is to keep a dialogue and be mindful of that child, the neurotypical child, and understand that that child is just as important as the other child.
So, Duane, for you and for Martina, when you make the decision to write this book, is it still a little bit challenging? And we use challenging when we want to say hard. Is it still hard to talk about it, or has it gotten easier to open up your family's life to the world, literally?
Well, it's always difficult, and I've got to make sure I emphasize, Carla, here, that none of this would have happened. I never would have put pen to paper for even the first letter if Julian were not ultimately okay with it. He and I, we talked about it. He's very aware of the book. He knows that I give speeches, talk around the country about it. Now, it's not something that he wants to go into in detail.
Mm-hmm.
He does not choose to do that, but he's aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's okay with it. And he's talked to me about it. He understands that, you know, we're hopeful that other people, you know, can realize, you know, that people with autism they're very cool, they're very neat, they're interesting things about them. Maybe it'll help someone else. And I did ask him recently, I was doing a television show, and I asked him, I said, son, are you okay with this? And we talked about it, because there is some apprehension on his part, you know, about people knowing so much about him.
Right.
And he said, he told me he was okay. I said, well, tell me what you think my book is about. And he just looked at me, he said, it's about love.
Mm.
And when he said that, I knew we were okay. But we talk about it, and you know, as the book is now out and more people find out about it, it's going to increase awareness about him individually. And we have to, Martina and I are very careful. We're trying to monitor that, you know, and make sure that, you know, we don't put him in situations where he's uncomfortable. But part of this is, as he grows older, everybody with autism, you want them, as much as they can, you want them to become self-advocates. That means becoming more self-aware of their autism. So part of it is getting him to the point where he's willing to talk about it a little bit more. But it's, you know, it takes a while, and, you know, we're working on it.
Absolutely. Well, this is what I want to do. I want to take a break. I hope you can just stay with us for one more segment.
Sure.
And I want to,
no problem.
I want everybody to know what an incredible young man that Julian has turned out to be. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high. Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers. And all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people. Then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:30. Today is Wednesday, April the 17th. And this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. Exterminating is... J&J Exterminating is the largest independently owned pest control in Louisiana. Hey, they can come out and check out your home, your business. Free consultations. The number to phone, 800-819-5323. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Dwayne Ballen. His book is called Journey with Julian, and it speaks about a family's journey with autism and their son, Julian. And I said to Dwayne during the break that we want people to know from this conversation that Julian has turned out to be an incredible young man with some wonderful, wonderful gifts and talents. Let's talk about that, Dwayne.
Carlette, he's an amazing artist. From the time he was a toddler, he had this amazing ability to draw Disney characters and animals. And I should point out that most people with autism have special areas of interest that they focus on intently, mm-hmm. intensely. And that's what they're into. And for Julian, those areas are Disney animated movies and animals. Those are the two specifics that he really loves. And he was able to draw from a very early age before he ever had an art lesson. We enrolled him in art class later, but he's an amazing artist. And in the book, we have some of his artwork mm-hmm. in the back, and on the back cover of the book, there's a small ribbon with some of his artwork. So he's able to do that. He's an amazing artist. And people, for instance, one of the things that happens with them in school when they have projects, they always go to Julian. Julian, we want you to do the artwork on the poster. Mm-hmm. And so that gets him involved and gives him a sense of self-worth. And he's, again, he's a very accomplished artist. And with the animated movies, he has this amazing encyclopedic knowledge of all things about Disney animated movies. And I'm sure somewhere there's an application for that in the greater world. I'm not sure what it is, mm-hmm. but his ability to draw, his love of animation, and his imagination, I think will serve him well moving down the road.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you mentioned in the book is that he has gone to school. He's in high school, mm-hmm. and he's going to be going to college. Talk about how that happened.
He is. He is graduating from high school this year, and there are a handful of universities around the country, not nearly enough, just like not even five, I think, that have specialized programs for people with developmental disabilities. And where we live in North Carolina, we live in the Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh area. The University of North Carolina at Greensboro has an outstanding program called Beyond Academics. And it's a four-year program designed for people like Julian. And you go through the same process. You apply. We went on campus visits. He went for his, he went for his interviews. We went a few weeks ago. And last Thursday, Julian received his letter of acceptance.
Wow.
To the University of North Carolina at Greensboro in that program. And I cannot tell you, Carlette, what the emotions were like in our house. he was almost levitating. And Martina and I were crying and laughing because just a few years ago, we were told in a room full of experts that education experts that Julian would not even get a high school diploma.
Wow.
So that's a big thing for us.
Absolutely. And so as he moves into the next stage of life, but still being very childlike, what kind of inhibitions does that bring for you and for Martina?
Oh, well, while we're very proud, there's a side of me that's petrified because my son, he's 19, but if you meet him, 19 is his chronological age. Mm-hmm. Julian is very much like a small child, and he's as sweet as he could be. And I told the people at the school asked me what concerns me the most, and I said that someone will hurt my son, take advantage of him, because he's so innocent, and he will take you at face value. He's so trusting. And so there are things like that. But again, this program is set up for people like him, and there are young men already in the program that he knows that are like him. And so it's a good program. But for me, it's going to take a bit for me to overcome this, for Martina and I both to overcome our fears. She jokingly says that she may have two freshmen, not one, because I may just move with them to the university, which I actually thought about. But so, you know, there's apprehension because he's always been with us.
Right.
And he's just never, you know, he's just never been away. And the idea of Julian being away like that, and it's only 40 minutes from our house, and, you know, we can be there, and he'll be home every weekend. But still, my feelings are probably not unlike those of any other parents who have neurotypical kids, except maybe intensified because of Julian's autism and his nature.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this before we've got to let you go, Duane. What kind of faith has it taken to really, really make this journey with Julian and with your family?
It takes the very definition of the word. You have to believe. You have to draw on a power.
Mm-hmm.
And Martina said, every time something happens, Martina says, time for me to hit my knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she says, I got it, you know, because if you don't, where do you get your resolve from?
Right.
You know, you really have to believe, and it's been tremendous. And Julian, I've seen Julian on his knees praying.
Wow.
You know, he said, I've heard, and he said just to the other day, he was having a particularly tough day the other day, and he told us, he said, I'm just going to go upstairs and pray.
Wow.
And you know, so he's a kid who, you know, he has faith, which is really impressive. He has faith, and so it's taken a lot, but Carlette, I will tell you that if you really believe in each other and have that faith and you stay together and you believe that it's really about love and it's not about you, it's about the child, you will get through it. You will. And I'm not here to suggest that it won't be hard. You will have incredible lows. You will have some really bad days, and we still have those.
Mm-hmm.
You will have them. But you know what? In the end, it's still going to be one heck of a journey.
Absolutely.
And you know, you just got to believe in each other.
Absolutely. Well, Duane, I want you to tell people where you can get the book and how people can connect with Journey with Julian.
The book is available on just about every major internet book site, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster, which is the publisher, has it on their website, so you can pick it up there. It's in selected bookstores around the country. You have to check for bookstores, but it's very accessible online. You call up Journey with Julian by me, Duane Ballin, and I think the Amazon site comes up right away. You can get it, and I hope people can take something from it.
Absolutely, and I tell you one thing, you guys bear an uncanny resemblance, and I know you talked about that in the book, but he is absolutely... He is your picture, and I'm going to tell you, it was one of the most heartwarming books that I have read, you know, in this realm, and it is so good to see a man standing up, manning up, and saying, you know what, I'm not going to quit on my son, and I'm not going to quit on my family, and I think that is going to encourage a lot of families.
Thank you so much, Carlette. That's what I hope people understand. Just stick together. And to all the other men out there, you know, look, guys, you know, you can do this. If you really want to be a man, you hang in there.
Absolutely.
If you really want to be a man.
Absolutely. I love it. Dwayne, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We have enjoyed your story and Julian's story immensely. Thank you.
My pleasure, Carlette. The best to you and your OPT listeners.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're back after this.
My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors. Chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:45. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, and this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Still want to remind you that they have free mammograms. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. The number to phone is 318-487-1122. If you are uninsured or underinsured, 40 years old or older, they have mammograms absolutely free. All you've got to do is phone for information. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. And you know, we just finished an incredible conversation with Dwayne Ballen. His book is called Journey with Julian. And I said to Dwayne during some of our off-air conversations that most of the time when we talk about autism and autistic children and families, we always see it from the mother's perspective. And it was really so refreshing that he had the courage, he and his wife Martina had the courage to open up their lives and to open up a lot of the hurt in seeing your child. You know, when we're pregnant with our children, we have such expectations about who they will become, especially our boys and our girls. But for men, having that first son and the expectations, and he talked about, you know, all of his expectations for that first son, whether he'd be a Rhodes Scholar, whether he would be, you know, which offer would he take in terms of sports? Would it be basketball or baseball or football? And so we know that for men, as he said, that they are fixers. And a lot of men, because they cannot fix children who are autistic, at a rate of 70 to 80% walk away from their families. And so for me, as I read the book, and for all of you who will hopefully read the book, I hope that you see the courage. And many would say, well, he shouldn't have to have courage to stay. But many have left, and many are leaving their families because they can't deal with autism. But he really talks about this journey, and he talks about the incredible gifts that Julian has and what a great artist he is. And a lot of the artwork is displayed throughout the book. And, you know, as I was thinking of Julian's story and Dwayne and their family story, I was thinking that every child, every person has a place in society, and what can we do as a people and as a society, as a nation, to make room for the Julians of the world so that they can go out and live happy, wonderful lives. And, you know, these are thoughts that really make you really wonder about if we're doing enough in our school systems. And I said to Dwayne, I said, people like yourself and Holly Robinson Pete and her husband Rodney also have autistic children or have an autistic child, but when you have the means, when you have the financial means to get the best care, to get the best services, it makes a difference. And I hope that we will become a nation that you don't have to have means for your kids to be afforded the same educational values that other children are, and that they're not shoved aside, but that they are mainstreamed. And now with 1 in 50 kids being diagnosed with some sort of autism, it really makes you think in your own family, you know, what we can do to help our children that are autistic be mainstreamed and to figure out what they are gifted at and what they are talented at. It's a great book. Again, it's called Journey with Julian. Dwayne Ballen is the author, and You're On Point. Stay with us.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this
is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:53 today, of course, is Hump Day Wednesday, April the 17th. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When Walker Automotive Group has been here since 1919, that means that they have been around for a long time and they're here to serve you. Walker Automotive, when others won't, Walker will.
they're serving this community. We're inviting our friends from Natchitoches, Shreveport, surrounding areas to visit Walker Automotive Group. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. Darlene St. Romain and her team, they show time and time again how they not only care about the business that they are doing, caring healthcare services, but they're caring about the community. And here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving of Oils Parish. If you have need of home, auto, life, or banking, Kyle Wolf is in Bunkie and of Oils, and the number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also want to remind you that Christus Cabrini Hospital is sponsoring an Earth Day celebration. Yes, they are sponsoring an Earth Day celebration April 19th and Saturday, April 20th, and they're going to have bins available on the hospital campus just off Masonic Drive for the collection of old newspapers and magazines, aluminum cans, plastic containers, cardboard, and computer parts. So you can go in and you can dispose of that unwanted tchotchke, just things that are lying around, old newspapers, old computer parts that you have that are sitting collecting dust, magazines, etc. And this collection station for recyclables will open all day on a self-serve basis on Friday. And on Saturday, the collection station will be open from 9 in the morning until 3 p.m. So you still have time to get there. The same hours as Party for the Planet at the nearby Alexandria Zoo. So it's going to be an incredible opportunity. A lot of people will be celebrating Earth Day in Cabrini Hospital. This is another way that they are working to get back and to give back and to get all of this stuff out of our homes. You know, I've talked about ushering spring in. Well, the best way to usher spring and summer in is to get rid of those things, those old computers that you're never going to fix, that are just sitting around collecting dust, those parts, you know, cardboard, plastic containers. And this is an opportunity to recycle and help our planet. And we never think about it, but people like Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital are thinking about it, and they are trying to be the change that they want to see. And we'll tell you more about that. Also, I want to remind you that Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church is going to be sharing the blessing of receiving God's love in their spring revival. That's going to start April the 24th through the 26th. It's going to be every night from 7 o'clock. And their guest speaker is going to be Reverend Rodney Jones. He's the pastor of Mount Beulah Church. And also, Alexandria will bring the message. Their theme is going to be Revive Us Again. So that's going to be a great time with Boonville Memorial United Methodist Church. So much going on in our community. And you can log on to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Also, the revival at Boonville is going to feature April the 25th and the 26th guest speaker, Reverend Dexter Compton. He's the pastor of First Union Baptist Church right here in Alexandria. So they are hoping that you'll come out and worship with them, and we'll be reminding you about that as it gets closer. We want to thank you guys so much for spending your mornings with us. What an incredible conversation with Dwayne Ballen talking about autism and talking about being the change that we want to see. And it starts in our families. It starts with us pressing in and encouraging our families to be better and to be closer and to understand that the gifts and the talents that our kids have are there, despite what their disabilities may be or where they are on the spectrum. We can all give a little bit more. And I think it's just those kind of conversations that make me so thoughtful about gratitude and about making changes and wanting to see the best, not only for your own children, but for others' children, and getting more involved. And sometimes when things don't affect us, we seem not to really get involved or take a serious serious stand, but, you know, it's conversations like these that make us know that there's somebody in our family, somebody somewhere is having these challenges, and we can do just small things to be the difference maker. We want to thank you guys so much for spending your Hump Day Wednesday with us right here.